Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Farming is more than a livelihood. It's a legacy. Simplot was founded by a hardworking farmer like you over 90 years ago, and we've been growing America's farms for generations. With local crop advisors grounded in your success, Simplot Grower Solutions is in your fields and by your side. We dig in deep to pinpoint what you need, where you need it, when you need it, even when the forecast is unpredictable. Find your local crop advisor at SimplotGrowerSolutions.com.
The 39th Annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Ranch Rodeo coming up the 18th and 19th of August at the Lazy E Arena in Guthrie, Oklahoma. Tickets are available now for this great event by going to okcattlemen.org. The Ranch Rodeo is Cowboys Helping Kids, as the selected charity once again is the Children's Miracle Network. The 39th Annual OCA Ranch Rodeo, 18th, 19th of August at the Lazy E in Guthrie. Details at okcattlemen.org.
Well, with corn prices on the rise and other economic factors, producers are thinking of ways that they can reduce their feeding cost and save a little bit of money. Associate Farm Editor Reagan Kalk had the opportunity to speak with OSU Extension Northeast Area Livestock Specialist Earl Ward about some tips that producers need to look at and things they might want to evaluate.
So some of the things that you need to think about is, one, you need to evaluate how much forage you got available. Might be doing a forage budget or something like that, and doing calculations on that. So the way that we can maximize grazing days is, if we don't have enough forage, then let's look at some fertilities and things like that to get our forage quality and quantity up. Other things that we can look at, of course, we can buy hay, but we don't want to do that because every day that we feed hay, that increases our total annual cow cost. Nobody really wants to talk about it, but you could also sell cows and get down to the level where it's manageable. You know, a lot of big ranches run way below their carrying capacity to offset the times where we're really short on forage.
Ward also talked about how a producer's grazing system can have an impact on profitability.
Yeah, so if you look at like the way an animal grazes and it goes out there and it can be selective on what it wants if it's just a continuous grazing system. But if we start splitting that pasture up into different paddocks, then we know that, hey, there's only enough forage for so many days in that paddock. And so then we'll start rotating. But when we do that, they can no longer be as selective. So we're going to force them to eat maybe different plants that they don't want to, although nutritionists, they wouldn't select them on their own. So the further we rotate them, the more rotations we get, the more they're efficient at grazing what available forage is standing there.
To hear the complete conversation with Reagan Kalk and Earl Ward, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, Oklahoma Farm Bureau members are invited to attend one of the 11 August area meetings to be held across the state, signifying the beginning of the grassroots organization's policy process. Senior Farm and Ranch broadcaster Ron Hayes had the opportunity to visit with Public Policy Vice President at Farm Bureau, Steve Thompson, about what to expect at the area meetings.
You know, we have a big team that will travel the state to those 11 meetings, and that is the question, that is the point, is to find out what is on their minds. And I think that it will vary a lot depending on what part of the state you're in. You know, we've all been blessed with a little bit of rain this year that we missed last year. And so that's kind of the question on my mind is what do folks think about the water issues we've been through and the drought, and did that change their mind about any of our policy positions on anything? And that's a key point of these meetings, is to start our policy development process and talk about those and share information so that when they go back to their county resolutions meetings and then their county annual meetings and on up the chain, you know, what ideas they want to push.
To see the complete list for the area meetings, go to OklahomaFarmReport.com or OKFB.org. You've got farm news. I'm Ron.
The 39th Annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Ranch Rodeo coming up the 18th and 19th of August at the Lazy E Arena in Guthrie, Oklahoma. Tickets are available now for this great event by going to OKCattlemen.org. The Ranch Rodeo is Cowboys Helping Kids, as the selected charity once again is the Children's Miracle Network. The 39th Annual OCA Ranch Rodeo, 18th, 19th of August at the Lazy E and Guthrie. Details at okcattlemen.org.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.